Medrash in Parshat Bamidbar. B'shloish dvarim nitna Torah, be'esh, v'mayim, u'v'midbar. And the Medrash brings the pasuk to each one. Be'esh, because it says v'har Sinai oshan kuloi. B'mayim, it brings the pasuk gam shamayim not fu gam ovam not fu mayim. And b'midbar, v'yedaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar. And that's the three oifanim, the three in three dvarim that the Torah was nitin b'hem. Be'esh, v'mayim, u'v'midbar. Ulai, you could be mefarish in each one of these three different inyonim. Eish, the Torah was nitna be'eish. Avad the eish means the hislavus from Torah that there is an eish. There's another Gemara in Tainis, Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, Lama nimshal Torah divrei Torah ke'eish, and it brings the pasuk shenemar alekoy dvarei ke'eish no Hashem. Loy malachama eish ein doylek yichidi af divrei Torah ein meskayim biyichidi. An eish is not miskayim biyichidi. The Gemara means to say you have to have a chavrusa. It's again just on a chavrusa. And we learned that out from the fact that Torah is like eish. An eish will go out if it's just one twig. An eish is not doylek yichidi. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, oy chavrusa, oy mesusa. The Gemara says that the pshat is, eoyv, the sultan was given rishus to do anything to Eoyf, only not to kill him. Anything he could do, Yisurim, Noiroim, from Allah Sartan, you could do just not to kill him. And he left him over with three friends. So why did he leave him over with Chaverim? Because Zokti Gemara, that's the Gemara's Oystrit. Of them, if you would take away his friends, on that already it's Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesus. Now why three Chaverim? One Chaver would be enough. Three Chaverim came to see him. Vaisois the dry storm that from dry chavrus. When the oy chavrus I'm assus the gate of dry. This state. The Gemara this state in the Gemara. There's another Indian in Eish. The Gemara says in the end of Chagiga, Talmidei Chachamim ein Eish al Gehenim Sheletes Behem. I learned it out from a Kal V'Chomer. But there's a Meir that Gezach. The Gemara learned it out because Talmud Chacham that's goof on his Eish. Zichar he should be nittel from Eish of Gehenim. What's the makar that a Talmud Chacham is Eish? Shenemar haloikoy dvorai ka'esh na'um Hashem. It brings the pasuk that the Torah is nimshal ta'esh. State on this Gemara that it's a hanocha pshuta in the Gemara that the Talmud Chacham is a shtik Torah. The Gemara brings the pasuk that Torah is nimshal ka'esh. Afay alfuso as the Talmud Chacham has been a ka'esh. The Talmud Chacham is the Torah alayim. Torah is also nimshal to mayim. The Gemara says in Tainis that the Meramaz on Anova that mayim is yoyrid l'makam namuch. And the third thing that the parsha, the Torah, is nitten b'midbar. Why was the Torah nitten b'midbar? Why wasn't the Torah given in Eretz Yisrael? Avirah Eretz Yisrael machkin. The Torah was given in the midbar. The pshat is because to be matzliach in Torah, you have to be totally menutak, totally cut off from all ander zachin, and only be shakua in Torah. If it would already be in Eretz Yisrael, ish tachas teinoi, ish tachas gafnoi, ish tachas teinoi, it wouldn't be the same milo as the fact that the Torah was given in the midbar. The Torah being given in the Midbar, Riks Ois and Akuda, the Midbar is a Mokim Shomein, there's nothing there. And that teaches us that there's no Tnai for Limera Torah that you have to be in a certain place or at a certain time. Torah is Lamalim in a Mokim, Torah is Lamalim in Azman, Torah was given in the Midbar, the middle of nowhere, because Gufa Lamedcha, the Torah is everywhere. Torah is also not Mesuyim to a Givis Azman. The Maral writes, Mamish and Unfang, in the Sivas Oilam, in the Sivat Torah, Mamish and Pergalah. Torah is Lamalam and Azman. It says, Vigisaboy Yoimon Valaila. It doesn't say Vigisaboy Laila Vayoim. The Seder Advarim in Bria Soilam is first Laila and then Yoim. Torah is nothing, is Lamalam and Azman. Yoimon Valaila. That's also why Shavuot, which is Man Matan Torah Seinu, is not on a specific day. Atzeret Pa'amim Chamesh, Pa'amim Shisha, Pa'amim Shiva. It could come in on different dates. Abi, it's 50 days after Pesach, but it's not mukbal mesuyim to a specific tarich, because Torah is lamalim in Azman. It could be any tarich. I saw also, that's why it says Shavuos is only one day. Pesach and Sukkot is 7 days. That means every single day of the week, every year, every single day of the week is Pesach. Pesach comes out 7 days, so it covers every day of the week. Shavuos is lamdafka. One year it's on a Monday, one year it's on a Wednesday. There's no, it's on a cheshbon. Torah is lamalim in Azman, Torah is lamalim in Amokam, Torah was given in the Midbar. I saw brought down that Bamidbar, is the same gematria as Seder. Because the way it's Surah, how a person's Matzliach, maybe that's, you know, the Golem also, the Surah, how a person's Matzliach if he's Beseder. If he has, if there's Bilbul, the cycle of Yiddishkeit starts off every year Pesach. Klal Yisrael is Noilav Mechadosh. Maybe in Adar there's a Bissel Bilbul. But then we have Leil HaSeder. Fantan Met HaSeder. Seder Stel Devek. A Bosis. A Yisoid. It's also a Limud. Hatashaych. Maybe Bamidbar always comes out. Non. Usually it's Mamash the Shabbos right before Shavuot. You have to be Beseder. With a Seder. The Indian of Bamidbar, it starts the counting of Klal Yisrael. There's many inyanim in counting Klal Yisrael. Rashi brings mitoich chiboso on lefon of moin oisam kol shah. It's the inyan of vising chiba. That says not so much to know the number, but the etzem counting. Counting to every single yachid v'yachid in Klal Yisrael vises HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiba to Klal Yisrael. It also vises on the chashivus of every yachid. Kol yachid v'yachid has a chashivus that each one went in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and he came and said, I'm David ben Yitzchak, I'm Yaakov ben Moshe, I'm someone. I'm a yochid, but I'm someone who has a count, I have an egen chashivas. It vises chiba and it vises chashivas. The pasuk says, b'mispar shemois. Mitzad echot, Klal Yisrael's mile is the rabbim, tzazam, and everyone, b'mispar. But mitzad sheni, every yochid has a chashivas. B'shemois, mispar shemois. It's a big mispar, shishim riboy, shishma yiselef, shloish talfam chamesh mot chamishim. And mitzad sheni, the mispar or b'shemis, everyone has a, every yochid has a chashivas. That's the oistrik of the inyan of a mispar. There's a pasuk haroyfei l'shivurei leiv u'mechabesh la'atzvoisom moina mispar la'koychovim l'chulam shemois yikra. What's merapet to shivurei leiv and mechabesh la'atzvoisom? Someone is b'dikaon, he's atzvus. Why is a person b'atzvus? Sefeltim v'zakmendos. He doesn't have his egg in a chashivas. Self-esteem. Erhanish this chashivas. So what's the roifei l'shivurei leiv and mechabesh la'atzvoisom? Moina mispar la'kechavim. You look at the kechavim. There's thousands, millions, myriad of kechavim, and a person vayter tracht. So that also is maybe on one hand to ask us, what's the chashivas of every kechav by himself? It's so much. No, ulakulam shemois yikra. Each kechav is a ganze kechav. If you know the emes and the vaytens we sing it, but the emes, each one is a god, is more big than the entire world. So what's roifei l'shivurei leiv and mechabesh la'atzvoisom? That's this pasuk. The mispar shemois. Moina mispar la'kechavim, aber l'chulam shemois yikra. So there's the inyan of mispar b'nei Yisrael. Su'u es roish kol adas b'nei Yisrael. The Ramban brings pashup shat su'u is the lashon of lifting up, to lift up nesiyas ugdula, to be megadol meroymein. Su'u, counting them is meroymein them. Maybe vice versa talk out this inyan because we're giving a bazunder chashivas to every yochid. That's how you meroymein. But then the Ramban brings another pshat. That what does it mean? It's a drasha of Gnai. Su'u es roish, lift up the head. It's off with the head. It's maram is that this door in the midbar was mace. They were mace in the midbar. So the Chassam Sofer says that's why it doesn't say su'u es roish by Bnei Levi. L'chayre, like the Ramban's first shot, that su'u es roish means an inyan of Nesiyah v'gdula, why by Levi should also have that inyan. But up there, since there's also the other pshat, it's to take off the head, su'u'eth roish, that wasn't on Shevet, it wasn't nigzar on Shevet Levi. The mitzvah shemois kol zochor legul geloisam. There's a diak, the Achronim Shtel, that over here it says legul geloisam. By Shevet Levi it doesn't say legul geloisam. I saw once an interesting pshat. We know, we spoke it other times, the Gemara brings in Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin, that there was a person that was born with two heads. Over there the Gemara has a shaila. Which one does he put? Which head does he put the tefillin on? And what does he do for pidyon aben? Oh, sugya, greta andermo. But the point is that it comes out that a person with two heads is a treif and he won't live. So therefore, over here we're counting miben esrim, and miben esrim you can't have a person with two heads. So avad, if you want to count how many yidden there are, you count each head, and you know how many yidden there are. Aber ben elev you were counted from ben chodesh v'mala. Ben chodesh v'mala could still be that it will be someone with two heads. And the maskon of the sugya there is, the Gemara is mesupik, if it's one person or two people, it's one person. So you can't count the three heads, then you're going to get the wrong amount. Because you're going to count each head, you're going to come out, you're going to miscount. You're going to count two heads and count it as two people, it's really only one person. So by Shevet Levi, it couldn't have been legul geloisim because it was miben chodesh. By the Bnei Yisrael, it was miben esrim, where a person already can't live that long with two heads. The Gemara says it's a treifa, it's able to say kol zachar legul geloisim. Another pshat is that Rashi brings that by Shevet Levi, it was Al-Pi Hashem, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm counting me ben Chodesh, I'm going to mamash go into the oil where the Isha is Yoinik, the Tinoikim. So therefore the Eberster was, Moshe stood by the oil, and it was Al-Pi Hashem. So it wasn't Legul Deloisim, because it wasn't literally Legul Deloisim, because Fakeri stood outside the oil, and it was Al-Pi Hashem. Mashenkin by Bnei Yisrael, it was in Ben Esrim, so it was Taka Legul Deloisim. So after the Pasuk counts out all the Yidden, there's later on in the Perek Pasuk Nun, and Pasuk Nun Aleph, the Pasuk is describing that Shevet Levi is Sabav LeMishkan. There's two Pasukim here that L'chayra looks like it's repetitive. Va'ato hafkid es ha-Leviim al Mishkan ha-Eidus v'sovev al Mishkan yachanu. And then again, v'chana b'nei Yisrael ish ha-Machneyu and v'ha-Leviim yachanu sovev l'Mishkan ha-Eidus. It looks like it's repetitive, the inyan of ha-Leviim yachanu sovev l'Mishkan ha-Eidus. So we'll speak at two mahalachim. There's the mahalach from the Briskerov and there's the mahalach from the Meshech Chochma. The Briskerov learns, the Grizal HaTorah, he learns up in these psukim that Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, over here we're describing Shevet Levi, Leviim, the same way by the Mishkan and likewise by the Beis HaMikdash, the Leviim were the Shomrim. There's a din Shmir of a Mikdash, and the Leviim in various places in the Beis HaMikdash, and also here in the Mishkan, they were the Oymid L'Shmira. So he says, Pasuk Nun is describing the din L'Doiris, that there's a din of Shmir of a Mikdash, V'Savet L'Mishkan Yachnu, because it's a din of Shmir of a Mikdash, that the Leviim are Shomer the Mikdash. But then there's another inyan. We know in the Beit HaMikdash there was Machane Shechina, Machane Leviya, and Machane Yisrael. L'moshel, there are different dinim. A Metzoyra can't even enter Machane Yisrael. A Zov can enter Machane Yisrael, but he can't enter Machane Leviya. A Tomei Meis can even enter Machane Leviya, but he can't enter Machane Shechina. Machane Shechina is the Azor Alein. Machane Leviya by the Beit HaMikdash was Har HaBayis. And Machane Yisrael is the entire Yerushalayim, Lefnim and Achoymes. That's how it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Azora, the Harabayis, with Yerushalayim. In the Midbar, in the Mishkan by the Midbar, what constitutes the three Machanos? So, the entire Machane, where the Bnei Yisrael, every time they traveled, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, when they were Choyne, wherever the Yidden were, that was Machane Yisrael. A Metzora would have to be Michutz, L'Machane. There was no Choyma, there was the Machane. Machane Shechina is the Chotzer HaMishkan Alei. And what's Machane Leviya? In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Machane Leviya was Har HaBayis. What constitutes Machane Leviya in the times of the Midbar? With the Leviyim were. So there has to be a separate oystrik of a pasuk by Leviyim Yachanu Sofev L'Mishkan HaEdus, and that what creates and constitutes that is a Machane Leviya. So Dr. Briskerov, that's why it says two pasukim here. The first one is a Din L'Doiris, that the Leviyim are Shomer the Mikdash. The Tzveitamol, it's Shteling Avek, and in the times of the Midbar, there was no Har HaBayis that made a definitive Machane Leviya. There was no definitive Machane Leviya. The Machane Leviya was where the Leviyim were. And Zoyz Dr. Briskerov. The Meshech Chochma says another pshat. Meshech Chochma has a shaila. He says, you know, a Balkeri and a Zov can't go into Machane Leviya. Now in the Beis HaMikdash, that's Har HaBayis. Can't go into Har HaBayis. But over here in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, what was Machane Leviya? Where the Leviyim were. So how were the Leviim themselves with their mishpachas? How was the Shevet Levi? They lived with their mishpachas, with Nesheim, with Bneim. How are they living with their Bnei Bayis? A Balkeri can't be in Machane Leviya. So he says, Behechrich, there's two madregas in Machane Leviya, and there was the inner part of Machane Leviya, where their attack was Kedusha, that a Zov Balkeri can't go in, and there was the more outer part of Machane Leviya. And that's what he wants to say is the two psukim. Now, Rebbe Zoya had an interesting aura. The Gemara says in Sochim, Daf Samach Zayin, that a mace, a tumah mace, and even a mace can go into Machane Leviya. A mace could only not go into Machane Shechina. What's the raya? Because the pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy b'mechitzasay." That Moshe Rabbeinu took the atzmos Yosef with him, and Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Machane Leviya, and he's taking atzmos Yosef. Zemin that a mace can go into Machane Leviya. Frekech loy the Meshech Chochma. There's two parts of Machane Leviya. What's the raya? To say, we know that a mace can go even where a Balkeri can't. What's the raya? Balkeri was also in Machane Leviya. There was two parts to Machane Leviya. Sidon Vet Menzogin, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Parash Meishtim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Avada holding in the Machane Leviya. And it's Pasha to the Gemara. It's the Alfusa here, but it's Pasha to the Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the higher part of the Machane Leviya. Efshe. But that's the Indian of the Machanos here, that in the Zman HaMidbar, the Levim were the ones that stelled back the Mahus of Machan HaLevim. They were the ones that stelled back Machan HaLevim. Perek Bey starts the Indian of the Degolim. Now it's very interesting, we spoke before that there's a chashivas of every yochid and the uniqueness of every yochid. If Perek Aleph is stelling back the chashivas and uniqueness of every yochid, Perek Beis is stelling back the chashivas and miyuchadut and the uniqueness of every shevet. And that's the tzur of Klaitz, or the Taki Sheshmeh has Elif Yechidim. We said before, each one is chashiv b'mispar shemus. Each one has a name and has egen and chashivas. Perek Beis nochem al chazet zechib revite the amounts of the yishvotim, but now it's stelling back with the gleyem, the tzur and the chashivas of each shevet. And there's an oyster here in the pasuk, v'soviv la'mishkan yachanu. What's the pshat, v'soviv la'mishkan yachanu? Soviv la'oyel moyed yachanu. I saw it brought down from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Be'emes, the inyan of the golem is a little bit of a sakana. Each one is stelling evek, I have an egg and a chashivas, and it might lead to pirud, to machloikis, to tacharus, to competition. It's loved after is mashra avav achav of reis. The golem stells evek. Ich bin chashivas, ich hab der chashivas, der chashivas. Oh, but the ikri yisoides, that's what is known to golem right away. But after they built the mishkan, and it's soviv la'oyel moyev yachanu, Gans Klal Yisrael has a machaneh meshutaf. They have the common goal that the center theme is that the Eberster, the machaneh Leviya, the machaneh Shechina, that's there in the middle, that's what stells back the Iker. Then it enables us to have the golem. Avar this grace, the inyan in the golem, the Klal Yisrael was misavet to the golem, grace in yonim, what the golem stands for. But a tnai, koidim, to the golem is that it's the soviv la'mishkon yachanu. If they realize that avada, maybe there's different oifanim and drachim and avodas Hashem, but avada is all to get to one matara, to get taka to kirva and vekas by Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're able to have the golem and even stand out and exemplify separately the chashivas of each tchuna, of each shevet. Each shevet taka has a different tchuna, different midah, different mahus. However, you can express that out only after you're still avek the hanocha aleph, that it's v'sofev la'mishkon yachan. The pasuk describes also the after the golem. It's describing how they traveled. Now the lashon of the pasuk is right. There was kasher yachanu kein yisou. This is a vart from the Satmar Rebbe. What's the kasher yachanu kein yisou? He brings the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Yud that shnei talmidei chacham mahochin bederach ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah ruuyim lisoreif. The Gemara says that he brings the pasuk avada. You have to learn up in derech. Frekti Gemara, a makor that you're not supposed to learn fakert. You're going to be torah in your derech, and therefore it's going to shter you. You shouldn't learn. And the Gemara says, holy migras, holy iune, which means that on the derech you should learn bekis. The iyan taka, if it's going to shter your tir das haderech, you're not supposed to learn the iyan only after you taka get to your destination. That's what this pasuk is saying, that in times in the midbar, Vibalti were going with Anani Kovoid, and then Anani Kovoid miraculously made all the ground flat, and there was no sakonis, there was no chashash for any tirdas haderech. So in the times in the midbar, kasher yachanu ken yiso, azoi v'yachanu, remember, they learned in Be'ian, Ashver Rambam, ken yiso. Also during the travel, they were able to learn even Be'ian, not like the Gemara says normally, that when you're traveling, you're not able to learn Be'ian. I heard over that they said about Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he used to be, would travel a lot to Yerushalayim first on the Koyas, let's say, and they asked him what's with Bittul Torah, and he said there's no chiluk in the car or by the stander and stub. It's not even Bittul Torah be'eches. It's the Zelda. There was no Torah in the Zelda. With the Zelda Gabin. With the Zelda Gabin. No. Kasher Yachanu came you saw. The Madrega. The pasuk describing how they traveled, it says v'nasa oil moyed. We know the mefarshim shtel over here, the Ramban, the Ben Ezra, the Ostel, the psukim in Parshas Bahaloischa describe the seder advarim, how they traveled. First went Machane Yehuda, and right after Machane Yehuda, Yehuda Degel Machane Yehuda, Yehuda with Yisachar and Zvulun. Right after Machane Yehuda went to Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari. Then went Bnei Reuven. After Bnei Reuven, which is already six Shvatim went, then went Bnei Kohos, and then the other two Machanas. Gershon and Merari and Kohos are separate. In the traveling, Gershon and Merari are after one Machana, Machane Yehuda. Kohos separately goes after the second Machana. And here, when the Pesukim is describing it, it touches the spirit of Parshat Baloyscha. It mentions Bnei Yehuda, Bnei Reuven, and then it says Benosa Oil Moed Machana Alevim. Right away, the Ramban, the Benezer, Rashi, they all stell. In Baloyscha, it says first that the Levim separate into two different groups. Gershon and Merari went right after Yehuda, and only Kohos separately went after Degel Reuven. Zok de Briskerov, and this is a Hemshech where we spoke earlier. Zok de Briskerov, we mentioned that in the times of the Mishkan, in the Midbar, there was a Machane Shechina, a Machane Leviya. The Moshe, Zov, Balkari, King, went to Machane Leviya. What constitutes Machane Leviya? Where the Leviyim are. So when they were choine, when they stopped traveling, when they were resting, they were Machane Leviya, was in the middle. But when they're traveling, we now see that the Leviyim are broken into two groups. Where's Machane Leviya? So Pashi would say, in both places, a Zov should not enter, even as they're traveling, Nishwe the Gershon and Merari are traveling, and Oichet Nishwe the Kohasis. So Dr. Briskerov, he's Medayik from Rashi, Zvoch and Nafsamach, that the Indian why you can't go into Machane Leviya, what makes the Kedusha of Machane Leviya, that a Zov, Balkari, can't go into Machane Leviya, is because the Oren is there. And normally the Oren is there, wherever the Leviyim are, the Oren is there. But now that the Leviyim split into two groups and they're traveling, the Oren is with the Bnei Kohos. The Bnei Kohos are the ones that are Noisei HaOren. The Gershon and Merari are carrying the Kroshim and the Urias and the Rezachim. The Oren alone is by Bnei Kohos. Zok de Briskerov Ledina. A Zov would be able to Drezach and mingle where the Bnei Gershon and Merari were. Only where the Bnei Kohos were. And that's why this pasuk over here, Venosa Oihel Moyed Machan Alevim, we're not describing Mamash the Tzura of how they travel. The Tzura of how they travel, that's in Parshas Baal Loischa. And in Parshas Baal Loischa, Gershon and Merari were separate, and Kohos was separate. Over here, we're telling about the Tzura of the Machanois. And Lefi Emes, during they were traveling, Azov Balkari would only be Osir where the Kohos was. Why? Because that's where the Oren is. And that's the Ikur Yisrael he's bringing out, that the Nakuda, what makes Machan Levi, is that fact that the Oren is there. Adka Dekach Frechzich Dekasha. In the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Oren. In the second Beis HaMikdash, Otu, there's not going to be a din of Machan Levi, that Azov can't go into Harabais, because there's no Oren. So there's a Radvaz. The Chronim asked it, there's a Radvaz that says Oren was Nignaz in the second Beis HaMikdash, but it's Oren Nignaz Bim Koimai. Now this is who this is, but Oren Nignaz Bim Koimai, it was there, it's still there. And that's why there's still about the Kedusha, and you have to know if you can go touch the Avnei HaKoisel on a mikveh, not push it for an under tight, it's a ganzer sugya, but Taka, the Nakuda of Kedusha's Machan Leviya for Bakari Vizov is because the Oren is there. Al the Pesukim over here, it's not only the Bnei Kohos, not the Bnei Gershon and the Bnei Merari. Teragimel, the Eile told this Aaron and Moshe, the Eile Shmois Bnei Aaron Habchor Nodav V'Aviu. There's a psik when you read the pasuk. It's the Eile Shmois Bnei Aaron Habchor psik, and then it says Nodav V'Aviu. Zok the Balaturim, because the word Bchor is not going back on Nodav, even though he was the oldest. But it's irrelevant because they died, and they died without children, so there's no union of his Bechor going weiter. And the word Bechor goes back on Aaron because he was the Bechor. They looked at Balaturim. Eilus Mois ben Aaron HaBechor. Not the Babi, Allah's Abi son. It's a Pella. Aaron is not the Bechor. Miriam was older. He's the oldest son. But he's not the Bechor. Miriam was older than Aaron, but Azoy strict the Balaturim. Interesting, I found a few other places where this is mentioned, this idea, this concept that Aaron is the Bechor. There's a pasuk in Shmois, Vatikach Miriam in Bishalach. Vatikach Miriam Hanaviyah Achois Aaron. Zok the Rashbam, why is she called Achois Aaron? She's also Achois Moshe. Because he was the Bechor, so it's Nikras al Shmoi. Aaron the Bechor. On a Drita art, it says by the Egel, it says Vayar Aaron Vayivan Mizbeach. Which, and the Chazal Dashan, it was Ra Chor Shez Avuach Lefonav. Aaron saw that Chor was Avuach Lefonav. And he was worried it's going to be Yehori B'mikdash Hashem Koyin V'Novi. So the Marsha says, by this Chayt Egel, Aaron wasn't given the Kohuni yet. So why? It says Aaron was scared. He saw that they already killed Chor, and it's going to be a Shrek L'chamatev. It's going to be a Harig B'mikdash Hashem Kohen V'novi. He wasn't a Kohen yet. Look, the Marsha, yeah, he wasn't a Kohen yet. But before they was given the Kohuna to the Kehanim, it was by the Bechorim. So Aaron was a Kohen, we didn't Bechor. And Shritamol, Shtetops, Aaron a Bechor. Sorry. Like the Valatun, it's a Pasuk. The Eilish Mois B'nei Aaron, HaBechor. HaBechor. the end of the parasha states, the last pasuk, it says when they traveled they used to cover up the different clay on Mishkan. And the last pasuk is, V'lo yavoyu lirois kival es ha-koydesh v'meisu. They shouldn't come to look at it, and then they'll chas v'shalom misa b'dei shamayim. No. Rather, you should cover it, and then it won't come. V'lo yavoyu lirois kival es ha-koydesh. Right, the Olam asks that L'chor, the pasuk ends, the parasha ends with a shlecht azach, v'meisu. Asach redden v'engen them. Kenzayin poshabshan, there's other territories, but Kenzayin poshabshan, it's V'lo yavoyu lirois kival es ha-koydesh v'meisu. Make sure not to look, and then it won't be done. Now this pasuk is interesting. There's a sugya in Sanhedrin. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Pe'alef Hagoyne v'sakasvo v'amakalo v'koysim v'haboyel aramis kanoyim poigimboy. The famous Mishnah of kanoyim poigimboy. But what's maybe less familiar, that the Mishnah says kanoyim poigimboy on three things. Hagoyne v'sakasvo v'amakalo v'koysim v'haboyel aramis kanoyim poigimboy. The Gemara explains what's meant hagoyne v'sakasvo. So it means if someone steals one of the klei hamishkan, one of the klei hamikdash, and they're making that there's a separate lav da'iraisa of goyne v'sakasva. Now most Rishonim say it's only in asmachta ba'alma, this inyan of goyne v'sakasva. Oh, but what's pshut shel mikra? What's pshut shel mikra? V'loyav v'liris kavalas ha'koydish. That there's a lav da'iraisa to look at the klei hamishkan and the klei hamikdash. Over zetzach ha'machloikis Rishonim. Tersanta ma'isa. Rashi says that it's going only on the Oren. I'm sorry, Rashi says it's going on all the kelim. Not only the Oren, also the Menorah, the Mizbeach, the Shulchan. On none of the kelim, there's the Isser to look. And that's why when they're traveling, they should cover it. Then Ramban of Ben Ezra says, first, it's only going on the Oren. On the Oren, there's the Bezundar of the Yavoy Liris, Kevalas HaKoydesh. Zetzach HaMachloikis Rishon. Now, the Oren Taka they never saw was in the Koydesh HaKadoshim. But what's with the Shar Kelim? The Rashi learns it's even also on the Shar Kelim. So Vayis Tachoyis, it's only Osir on the Shar Kelim when they're traveling. It can't be Stamets Osir. It wasn't Osir Stamets to look at the different Klei HaMishkan. But the Pshat is when they're traveling, there's a din to cover it, and then you're not allowed to look at it. Now there's a Gemara in Yuma, that's Nun Dalet. Maisa B'Koyin Echad, Shehoyim Es Asek V'Ro Ritzpa Mashunah Mechavireo. There was a Koyin that was once noticed that one of the Balatot on the floor of the Avne HaRitzpa was a little different than his friend than the other Avonim. He quickly called over to his friends, to his Chaverim. What is this? There's a cook that's modern, maybe there's like an opening here or something. And before even the other Kehanim came running, where he called them, the Kohen was Nifter. And the Yodu, B'yichod, the Gemara says, the Kehanim realized, Shesham Nignaz Ha'oran. We said that the Oran was Nignaz, the Kohen. This Kohen had chapped on where it was. And obviously he had looked, he had moved the Evan and he looked, and he was over v'loyav v'liris kavalas chodesh v'meisu. So afen orat misa b'dei shemayim. As I stated in the Gemara Klor, Daf Nadalit, that this coin was obviously hated ba'aron, and it was v'meisu. Fretzach Hashayla over there, it wasn't b'shas masois. Now if it's an isser even on other kelim, not only on the aron, and avad it can't be always. Elamai only b'shas masois over here. It wasn't b'shas masois. So why was he nifter? So my shver is a chetzalik bevrocha. He has a whole shir. Mamish made a ganze sugi from them. I was thinking I wanted to prot him from it. He mamish made a ganze sugi from there. V'loyav v'yiliris kavalas hakodesh v'meisu. It's gedrukt. And he said the yisoid of v'loyav v'yiliris kavalas hakodesh is you're not allowed to look at any of the klei mishkan when it has a din to be covered. When does it have a din to be covered? So it depends. Aroin always has a din to be covered. Shar kelim only had a din to be covered when B'shas Masois, because that's the Gzeres HaKos of it should be covered. Not B'shas Masois, that's not a din. But Aron always has a din, because with Aron there was a Peroiches. And the Peroiches was also an Inyan of a Kisli, from Furshi Gemara in Sukkah, that besides that the Peroiches was a Mechitza, to be Mavzil between the Kodesh Kadoshim and the Kodesh, it was also a gather of a Kisli. So the Aron was supposed to be Mechusa. Kamoikin, he says, B'shas Gnizot. B'shas of here that the Aron was Nignaz. B'shas that the Aron was Nignaz, it's also has a din to be nignas, so it's a din to be mechusa. It's a din to be mechusa. There's v'loyav v'liris kavalas hakodesh. Now, most Rishonim don't bring this down as one of the tariag mitzvahs. The Rambam, the Chinuch, they don't count it in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. This lav v'loyav v'liris kavalas hakodesh. Over the Yireim and the Tashbats, they take account it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. There's a lav deraisa of v'loyav v'liris kavalas hakodesh. So the Rambam writing Sefer HaMitzvahs handles why he doesn't count it as a mitzvah. Zok the Rambam, because this din was only noyig in this man HaMishkan and not L'doyim. And Vaisa Sireim argues that it was Noyeg L'Doyrus, and that's why he counted as a Lav Doyrus. Because something that was only Noyeg in the Mishkan is not counted as in the Tariag Mitzvahs. A Tariag Mitzvahs has to be L'Doyrus. So there's a Vikuach if it's L'Doyrus. So interesting, L'Chayra, there's often a Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer Avketina, B'shosha HaYisrael Oilin L'Regel. When the Yidin were Oilin L'Regel, they would Megalo them the Peroiches, and they would Marol them the Kruvim Shayimurim Zebezeh, because you know when it was Ava, between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Kruvim and Urim Zebezeh, and they would open them the Peroiches to show them that the Kruvim and Urim Zebezeh, V'oimer lem Re'uchi Basim Lefnei Amokim. So Frek the Gemara, how could they do this? It says that was the Nohuk, that when the Yisrael were Oil Regel, they would open up the Peroiches, they would see the Kruvim and Urim Zebezeh. Frek the Gemara, what's with the Lav Deiraisa of Aloyov Eliris Kavalas HaKodesh? Zok the Gemara, that this Isser was not Noyig in the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash. Only in the Mishkan. And the Gemara even explains, because in the Mishkan they were still Erisin. And then, you're not going to look at it. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it was already Nesuin, the Darga of the Keshen of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Gemara. It was Nesuin. A Nesuin is Mutter, and there's no Vayav in Lirais in the Beis HaMikdash. Frek the Gemara, this is the Gemara I brought before. There was a story of a Kohen that saw that the Ritzpah was different, and he looked, and then and he was Nifter. So the Gemara there was the second Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash was Nisgarshu, and Chazru, Mahzik Rishasai, and Mahzik Rishasai, it's Yeh Deser. So it was Noeg in the second Beis HaMikdash. So now there's a Vikuach, whether it's going to be Noeg even L'Doyrus and L'Asad Lavi. Like which Marjrega do we come back to L'Asad Lavi? But that's clear, the Gemara says, it wasn't Noeg in the first Beis HaMikdash. Now if you'll assume that it wasn't Noeg in the first Beis HaMikdash and L'Asad Lavi, it comes back to that Marjrega. So Vaiter Tshver, it wasn't Noeg L'Doyrus, only in the second Beis HaMikdash. Now, after you could say that the Makar of the Urayim is, and maybe this is the Hemshech, the Gemara, you have to know if there's a Mapecha and a Sugya there, the Gemara of the Hemshech brings, the Lashon was that they used to open the Peroichas and show the Yidden that the Kruvim were Urim Zebezeh, and that's how, and Re'uchi Basim Lefnei Amokin. Frek the Gemara, also the look, Baharai, this Kohen was Nifter. Frek the Gemara of the Hemshech, when did the story happen that they used to open the Peroichas and show them the Kruvim? In the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash? Frek the Gemara, the second Beis HaMikdash, there's no Urim, there's no Kruvim. There was only the Evan Ashtia. Elamai, the first Beis HaMikdash. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there was no Peroiches. It was a Hefsek of Avonim. The Peroiches was only the second Beis HaMikdash. So when is this Mitzvah? So the Gemara answers, either it was in the second Beis HaMikdash, and in Echanami, they weren't showing them the Kruvim of the Oren. It was Kruvim Ditzorta, a different Kruvim. Or it was the first Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't really mean the Peroiches. It means Peroiches the Bobby. That it was other Peroiches, and they're not the Peroiches. I was like, I'm talking to Einfeld. Loini boy, if it was the second Beis HaMikdash, so then we don't have an issue of Loyav Eliris anymore. But even if it was the first Beis HaMikdash, we touched up that the gather of the Isser is when it's a din to be covered. In the first Beis HaMikdash, the Peroiches wasn't there, and the other Peroiches that were there is Tama Mechitza. It's not a din that it should be covered. So maybe that's why there's no Loyav Eliris. I was like, Ken Zayn, the Loyav Eliris is Noyig, Gam L'Doyrus. And whenever there's a din that the Oren should be Mechusa, it is Noyig. This that they were matir in the first Beis HaMikdash because it wasn't a din kisoy, it was tam peroiches ba'alma, and Ibazoi, that's why they were able to look. Ibazoi lemaskana, it's not ulai. That's what's saying. There's a mapech and a sugya. We have a new pshat in the Urayim. The loyelim is a din ledoyrus. There's no chiluk between the suah and grusha, and the chiluk is because there wasn't a din kisoy. Azoi is there marach darten gemach the ganze sugya from this. One last thing here. The haftorah in Parshas Bamidbar, the erste pasuk in haftorah. V'hoyo bimkoy masher yei omer lehem loy ami atem yei omer lehem b'ni kel choy. So the stipler in Birchas Peretz bimkoy masher, he says bimkoy masher yei omer lehem loy ami atem, meaning which, that's clear, the pasuk is saying over here from the same place where it came out that it was loy ami atem when it wasn't another ay gevaldik madrega punkt von dem alein that come in yei omer lehem b'ni kel choy. So the stipler says, what's the hadgasha from the same place? So first he says the mahalach Tshuva me'ava. The Gemara says in Yuma, Tshuva me'ava, Zedoinis becomes Schuyas. Not Stam Zedoinis becomes Shkogis, Zedoinis becomes Schuyas. The Averis Gufa become, turn into mitzvahs. Metgeret, Fraim Kippur, Metgeret, Asach, Pshatim in them, Gansin Yonim in them, but there's an Indian of Zedoinis, that's Schuyas. I was always up to the Hadgosha is, from the same art, from the Mokim Asher Yoimelem, Loi Amiyatem, from that art, from those Maisim, from those Averis, from them alone that come into Yoimelem, Vini Kelchoy. That's what Amshari says. It's going on Tshuva me'ava. Zedoinis, not Schuyas. Then he says another pshat, Omer Diki Yisoid. State, Sheva Yipel Tzadik Vakom. There's Aliyah and Yuridus, Avada. people have Yuridis, the Tzaddik has Yuridis, and not Agav, nor Be'etzem Azoi Geitas, it's not Grad Azoi, that's the Yisoid, Vidis Geit, Avoidis Achayim, that is the Shevi Yipol Tzaddik, and from them comes Takom. But the Bible says, Amor Dikazach, he says, a person steigs from his Nefilis, and that's Be'etzem what he wants to say in the Pasuk over here. That from the Mokayim Asher Yoimelem Loyami Etem, from those Nefilis Alein, Yoimelem Benikal Chai. From the Shevi Yipol Tzaddik comes the Kom. But he says, why? Dr. In the Teva Oila, Misha Yesh Leimon writes him a sign. In Mominis, in Gashmias, in various Sheifis, Misha Yesh Leimon writes him a sign. A person has a Gevaldik Sheifa for more and more and more. Zok the Stipler, in Ruchnis, it's Nishtazai. It's Nishtazai. There's no Yesh Leimon writes him a sign. And in Ruchnis, the person would be Samech Bechelkoi. Right? He's supposed to Ezu Osher Samech Bechelkoi. In Ruchnis, Mitzat Tivoy Shelo Odom, he would be a Samech Bechelkoi. And he would go in cruise control, but it would be understeigen. Now people have nefilas. They wish to make that as a Shevi Yipol Tzaddik become. And from the nefilas, that from the ufeven. And the mehev tzachof showing, if you're already picking yourself up from the nefila, you pick yourself up even higher. Go for because of the nefila, or even without that, it gives you the drive that now you want to steigen more. And that's where the steigen comes from. Bimkoyim asher yoimelem loyami etem, from them come the yoimelem b'nikel choy. Because if not, as there's up there, that in Mominus there's a Yesh Leimon writes them a sign. In Ruchni is Mitzar Atmei Vol Nish Geven Vol Geven Pung Faker Vol Geven Sameach Bechelka. From the Nefilis, from the invention of Yena Nefilis, from the Nefilis comes the strive of the person that he wants to take a strike more, and from the Shevi Yipol Tzaddik, not Lamrot the Shevi Yipol Tzaddik. Right? It's Vaya, right? The Eivish the Soh, the Yetzer Toiv Toiv Mo'oiv, the Yetzer Har is Toiv, the Yetzer Har is Toiv Mo'oiv. From the Shevi Yipol Tzaddik comes the Bekom. Because that's what gives the person the drive, big chiddush, that's what he says, and that's what he wants to teach in the pasuk from the mokem asher yoyim lem loyam yatem. So when all the zoyches ain't hakat, the yoyim lem b'nikel choy.